You'll hear everywhere that Berlin is a city of freedom, where no rules apply. But many young people here have to live with tight restrictions. Their families follow a traditional code of honor. Girls who have sex before their wedding, refuse an arranged marriage, or who are simply in a relationship which hasn't been approved by the family, can face dreadful consequences. In the worst cases, these girls might get killed by members of their own family in the name of honor. Muriel Böhmecke works for the women's rights organization Terre des Femmes in Berlin. She explains who's most affected by this problem.
Violence in the name of honor affects mostly girls and women, but in some cases men too. It's not specifically a religious phenomenon. It takes place in patriarchal societies, where the man is placed above the woman and where women are repressed. In Germany, violence in the name of honor is practiced in some migrant families who might already have been established here for 2, 3, or 4 generations and passed down these values.
Die teilweise aber auch schon in der zweiten, dritten oder auch vierten Generation hier leben und diese Wertvorstellungen weiter tradieren.
Through a series of workshops, Eldem Duram has asked many young people in Berlin to define how their family perceives honor.
Honor is something unwritten. Everybody knows what's the honor of their family, but nobody can define it. It's something like an unwritten law, but everybody knows where the red line is. Everybody knows when the honor is broken.
Eldem is the group leader of an association called Heroes, a project working against repression in the name of honor.
This is our goal, to achieve equality between men and women, because in a lot of environments of youngsters in Berlin, there still is no equality between the two genders. Brothers have more rights than sisters.
For example, some girls are not allowed to go on school trips, or they have to make sure they're home before it gets dark. Even if they live in a city, their tightly knit communities function like a small village, as Eldem explains.
Environment and the neighborhood plays a big role. Gossip plays a big role. People from outside give you a reputation, and people try to live after these rules. And this puts pressure on the youngsters.
Every year in Germany, about 3,500 women reach out to different help organizations because they want to escape a forced marriage. 70% of them are under 21 years old. Muriel Böhmecke from Terre des Femmes testifies.
Die Mädchen wenden sich an uns aus ganz Deutschland.
Girls from all over Germany come to us. They're often minors who are in an extreme emergency situation. They'll say, "My brother got a gun." Or they'll tell us that they're going to fly to Turkey or Pakistan in a week and have the feeling they'll be forced into an arranged marriage there.
Und ich habe das Gefühl, dass ich dort zwangsverheiratet werde.
Because boys are not the first victims of this honor culture, they might not even realize how much pressure is on their shoulders too. That's the original idea of the organization Heroes, to work on redefining honor with these young men through education. They meet in small groups to freely discuss things like relationships, sex, and daily life. After about a year, they become official heroes, as Eldem explains.
When they are self-confident enough, when they are educated enough, they get official heroes in a ceremony. And to this ceremony, we invite politicians, their teachers, their families, and everybody can see, oh, he is getting honored for a very important work. He's not getting money for it. He does it in his free time, but it is a responsibility he takes for a better society.
Once they are heroes, these young men go out and give workshops in schools in selected neighborhoods in Berlin. The core of these workshops are short scenes which they play out and discuss with the class afterwards. In this scene, a father pushes his son to go get the daughter who's out with friends, yelling at him, "Who's the man in the house when I'm not here?" Mert Albayrak is a hero. His parents are Kurds. He embraces some of his family's traditions, but not all of them.
It's a cultural thing, I think. Like, if I go to my grandparents, I kiss them hands, so that's a cultural thing. That's always the same, it doesn't change. But things like to say to the sister when she's coming home or to make pressure to the woman at the family, that's not normal for me.
It used to be difficult for Mert to question this in his family or publicly. With Heroes, he found a space where he could discuss these issues without feeling judged. He now serves as a role model for others in his community.
It helps us not just for our education. I think it will help for our lives and for the life of the people around us.
It's an offer for them to use this time we have together to find alternatives and to think about what do I want and what I don't want to go on with. Do I really lose my culture? Do I really lose my identity when I say no to some old structures?
Women's rights organizations like Terre des Femmes also stress the importance of working with young men. Again, Mirja Böhmecke.
Und hier finde ich die Heroes ein sehr, sehr wichtiges.
I think Heroes is a very important and innovative project. The Heroes are trained to become role models and then go to youth centers and schools and do very important prevention work, as they convince other boys that honor is to fight for their sister's freedom and not to repress them.
Und nicht meine Schwester zu unterdrücken.
The concept is catching on quickly. New groups of heroes are getting organized in different German cities, which means more and more young people will proudly redefine their vision of honor. This is Elisabeth Grenier for DW in Berlin.